Pride, from director Matthew Orcus and screenwriter Stephen Beresford, is a wonderfully crafted film based on an actual event. The film illuminates one small, unknown, but very important aspect of this event and turns it into not only a lesson of history, but one of human behavior that is well worth the price of admission. Pride is the story of a closet gay, Joe, who, while attending his first gay pride parade in 1984 London, meets a group of gays and lesbians who hang out together. One of them is Mark Ashton, a young gay activist who likes to take on good causes. During the year-long miner strike of 1984-1985 in the United Kingdom, Mark and his gay and lesbian friends decided to raise money to help out the miners. This worked very well until they tried to turn over the money they collected to the miners' union. As soon as their contacts heard they were from the organization Lesbians and Gays Support the Miners, or LGSM, calls came to an abrupt end. Not folks to be cast aside, Mark and his friends decided to help a specific mining town. The town that appears to be welcoming of their help was in southern Wales. Once the contact had been made, the group headed for Wales to meet the townspeople. What ensues is a look at politics and human nature that is at times troubling and at others quite humorous. Beyond recounting true events of the LGSM and their mining friends in South Wales, Pride provides a great summary of politics at that time through film clips of Prime Minister Thatcher, altercations between miners and the police, and a variety of others that will bring back memories to those of us of a certain age, or that will provide a small time capsule to those of a younger age. What is remarkable is the balance Warkus and Beresford strike between the reality, the humor, and the tragedies. The viewer never feels serious issues are being mocked or that one is being pushed to follow a certain way of thinking. It is storytelling at its best. You make of it what you want. Besides a wonderful screenplay to drive this film, it also has a marvelous cast. The better known or more recognizable stars here in America are Bill Nighy, Imelda Staunton, Patty Considine, and George MacKay. All of these folks provide performances that are touching, funny, and by all accounts true to the actual people on whom their roles are based. Incredibly, the great performances do not stop there. Every actor is at their best and will tug at your heartstrings and tickle your funny bone, occasionally all at the same time. One of the interesting aspects of Pride is that it was filmed in the actual locations, which just serves to heighten the impact of the story, not only visually, but also in the development of the characters. Many of the miners who were impacted directly by the LGSM in 1984 still live in the same town and were able to provide a great deal of insight concerning the events and the people involved. Pride is the story of solidarity, of what can happen when people decide to look past their differences in order to join forces against a common enemy. The many lessons taught in this film are wonderful if you choose to hear them. But if you don't, just sit back and enjoy the most uplifting movie I have seen for quite some time. It is well worth its 120 minutes. Pride is rated R for language and brief sexual content. This is Libby Wadman with the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Utah Film Center, reminding you that film is always fun and fascinating.